Everybody, and welcome back to Back in the Closet. Come back in the closet with me, a gay, and
me, Jay.
A gay and a Jay.
I got to use another pronoun.
Remember, Jay, pronouns are not real. They're fake. They're fake. Cheeto Man Trump has already established this with everybody. We need to get on board, you know.
Get on board. All aboard.
Choo-choo. Okay. So I want to talk about this for a second. So literally the response that we got from the Church of the Highlands video has been insane. At this point, you guys have made this go local all over TikTok. And I learned more than I was expecting to, because I also had several of y'all reach out to me to tell me your own experiences with Church of the Highlands, as well as The Ramp, which is another cult slash mega church thing in Hamilton, Alabama. Yeah, it's called The Ramp.
Sounds like a monster truck rally or something.
Right. And so I have some very exciting news for you guys. I will be doing a full-length documentary slash podcast documentary thing on Church of the Highlands and The Ramp. Thanks to all of y'all that are willing to come on as guests and talk about your experiences with them. And I literally am so hyped for this because...
Of course you are. You love your cult documentary and then you're doing your own?
I know.
Yes, of course.
I'm way too excited for that. So thank y'all for the response. And I'm so glad that I'm not the only one who thinks that it's fucking crazy. So, so we have a very exciting guest today, Jay. We are having, now this is just what I've labeled him. I already told you who it was, but when I found out we were going to have this guy on the podcast, I said, Jay, we have a gay cowboy musician coming on the podcast. But his name is Brent Snyder, and he is a country artist based out of Nashville, Tennessee. And
you know I love me some country music now.
I know. Yeehaw, motherfuckers, yeehaw.
It's not what it used to be, but, you know, there's still some.
Yes, good. And he is part of the LGBTQ. He's one of the legitimiquas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on, Alphabet.
So without further ado, let's introduce Brent Snyder. Hi, Brent.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm literally so excited to have you on the podcast today because my very first video I ever saw of you on my TikTok, it just came up on my For You page, was the Patsy Cline cover of Crazy, but as Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
I just watched that today. Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah. I just showed my husband a video of it today.
Thanks. Yeah, that's what a claim to fame. I mean, why not just parody great country songs into serial killer? I feel like it's like the perfect mix for me because I love true crime. So like taking serial killers, country music, putting them together, it's my thing.
Oh my gosh. See,
I love
see,
that.
See, we would get along. We would definitely get along. I'm a huge true crimer.
Yeah.
And a favorite, huge country music fan.
His favorite show is Forensic Files.
Forensic Files, yes.
I love Forensic Files. My show's 2020 because I'm 87 years old. But I also love all the podcasts, like Crime Junkie and all those. Like I'm
Do you watch Kendall Ray?
Of course I watch Kendall Ray.
And Bailey Sarian?
Bailey Sarian, are you kidding? Like, Bailey Sarian's, like, one of the only women that I think could turn me. Like,
yes.
If she came onto me in a bar, I'd be like, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Lavender Marriage.
Yeah, why not?
Since you said 2020, I'm blaming Barbara Walters for not saying.
He's still mad about this. I'm He's been pressed about this since 2020.
What did she do? She's dead now.
But she did not say This is Barbara Walters, and this is 2020. Like
Oh,
the year 2020.
in 2020. Yeah,
Yeah.
that makes
So
sense.
that's why 2020 was so bad.
Missed opportunity. Is that why you killed her?
You know, I'm gonna tell everybody that, okay?
We have a few skeletons in our closet here.
Yeah, one of them being Barbara Walters. Yeah.
Okay, so I wanna I have a couple questions to ask you because
Yeah,
I
of
wanna
course.
know more about your music career. So what got you started in music?
Unfortunately, church. So like when I was really young, I was like probably three, and I started singing in church, just like, the little kid songs or whatever. And I loved the attention that I got. And
Yes.
I was also like just really into singing. Like that's always been my thing. Like other kids played sports and whatever, and I focused on like singing and learning how to sing and like really figuring that out. And so yeah, I really got started in church, but I remember seeing Reba McEntire on TV one time and being, I was probably like six, and I was like, well, that's what I need to be, is Reba McEntire. And
You saw
so
her and you were like, I too am a single mom who works too hard and loves her kids and never stops.
I am, yeah, at 6 years old, I'm like, I have all these kids and there's no man. It's yeah. So I was like, I either need to be a redhead or a country singer, and I chose the harder option. So here we are.
What is your process like when you're starting to like write a new song?
That's really interesting because like I've been working on a project right now. Hopefully that's gonna come out later this year. And I've been really sort of rediscovering why I fell in love with music in the first place, which is just to sort of like have fun and create and like make stuff that I like. And so I've really been rediscovering my process. So it's interesting that you asked that. And really for me, it's just like just taking inspiration from wherever. And like I will hear like a conversation and hear someone say something, and I'll be like, that sounds cool. Like those words could sound really interesting together. And so I'll start writing something from that, or I might read something or see a movie. I have a list of like 500 notes in my phone that are just like song ideas. And so like sometimes I'll hear a melody in my head and I'll be like, I wonder if I have something for that. And I'll go and sort of look. And then sometimes I'm just like inspired by other artists, and want to write something similar to what they've done. So, yeah, my process is like not really a process that I can nail down, but I just know that it like works for me.
I love that. When, 'cause I don't know how much you have paid attention to like what just like other things on the podcast, but I don't know if I would call myself a musician necessarily. I've written like one or two songs in my life, but I'm a musical theater performer.
Love.
I also grew up doing music and shit like that. And sometimes when I like hear some melody in my head or something and I want to get it down, I'll just open my voice memos and like hum it in there. Do you ever do that?
Yes, all the time. I did it earlier. I walked to get coffee and I just like had something in my head and I just recorded it into my phone. I have like my voice memos are just like 600 voice memos of like 15 second things. So
Right.
yeah, it's that, it's literally that.
I
And I
love
feel
that.
like everybody can kind of do it, which is great.
Yeah. Well, there was a interview, a pretty famous interview with Lady Gaga talking about that very thing, about how like sometimes she says her producers, and I don't know if she still does, but she used to live in a house with some of her producers, and she said that all the time they would get so annoyed with her because she would be like middle of sleep, about to fall asleep, and at like 2 a.m. and then an idea would like pop in her head, and she'd be like, "Guys, guys, guys, you gotta write this down." Like.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I mean, and it gets to the point where it's like kind of annoying because it's like now it's my job. So like that's a missed opportunity. If I don't write that down, I could be missing a $1 million song. So like
Right.
I'm like I do have to roll over and like record it or whatever. But it is really cool. But and like speaking of that, like in the middle of the night, that's another part of my process. I feel like I'm kind of a werewolf. Like I'm really productive in the day because I'm very like I'm a triple Leo and an Enneagram 3. I don't know if y'all know about the Enneagram or not, but like, so I'm like very ambitious. And so during the day, I'm like all business, all admin, like whatever. And then like around 3 or 4 in the afternoon, I just get really uncomfortable and I have to like lay horizontal just to like let my brain rest for a second. And then like once night hits, I'm like, let's do it. And I just like get really creative. And like the other night I was up to like 5 a.m. working on a song. So like that's another layer of like my process is kind of that in the middle of the night thing. And I feel like Gaga and I have that in common for sure.
I love that. Okay, so speaking more about what your process is like, I saw a video and it did not have context of what was going on, of you on TikTok hitting a plastic bowl in your kitchen with a wooden spoon.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, I need to know what's happening.
You said no context. I saw a video of you. I was like, oh. Yeah, so no, the bowl, great. It's just the bowl with the spoon. That was me writing a song. So like I'm working on this project that's hopefully coming out at the end of the year. And I was actually writing my version of a gospel song and sort of reclaiming what I think a gospel song should sound like and say for me. And so I was trying to record a work tape to send to a friend, and I needed some drums, but I don't have drums. And so I was just like, I pulled out a bowl and started banging on it. And I do that all the time. I was creating a work tape the other night and I was just like tapping on my legs and like banging on the counter. And like, yeah, you just gotta figure it out and do it,
I
DIY it.
think that is so neat because when I saw it, that's what I figured it was. I was like, maybe it's like a drum recording for somebody that's actually gonna like turn it into, an actual drum set or like, because I've seen something that's been really popular recently is people using like non-typical items to make music with. Like there's a young lady on TikTok who uses like glass bottles to make songs. And I'm like, that's so neato. Like,
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, there's so many things. Like, there's a couple of songs. Like, there's one Justin Bieber song where, like, I forget which one it is, but there's this, like, really weird, like, sort of almost like car screeching sound, but it's just his vocal that they took and, like did a whole bunch of manipulation too and like made it sound like this really cool sound. But yeah, I mean there's like a lot of my stuff, like specifically work tapes and demos, there's like my dog in the background, or there's like I was actually trying to record a single one time and there were like kids playing outside and we got the kids in the back, and so we had to like figure that out. But yeah, I mean you can like make music out of anything. That's what's beautiful.
right. It's giving, I don't know if you've ever seen the uncovered tapes of Lin-Manuel Miranda putting together the music for Hamilton. And it's literally just like three of his voices trying to sing with himself in harmony. And it is tragic, but
Yeah.
turned into one of the most popular, famous musicals of all time. So
Yeah. It's crazy to watch it go from like this like tiny little idea to like being this entire produced thing that you're now performing on stage. It's like it's kind of weird to watch it go through that process.
right. Okay, so speaking of your music, so I was listening to some of the songs this morning, and my favorite one, which I kind of hate this because I'm that basic bitch, my favorite song that was on your Apple Music creator thing was Karma. And
Okay.
I just loved the lyrics of that song, and I wanted to know, was this written about a specific situation or what's the tea?
Yeah, it was written about my ex, actually. It's funny that you mentioned that because I released that song like 2 years ago or 3 years ago, and it's kind of having a like, I just have people talking about it a lot. Like people keep coming up to me and talking about it or being like, you haven't performed that in a while. Do that one again. So I'm kind of revisiting it. So it's interesting that you're saying that. But yeah, the story of that song's actually really interesting. So I found out that my ex got married and he was like a really shitty person. And I was like, how in the world did he find someone? And like, I was just in a really bad place. So I smoked a joint and then I woke up the next morning and I had a song in my phone and it was Karma and I don't remember writing it at all. And
That's
it's
amazing.
about my ex. Yeah.
I love that. I too have been known to partake in a joint or two
And not remember anything
and not remember
that
anything that
Yeah, that is my weed, sex, and chocolate are like that's all I need in life.
a triple threat, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, so Now we're gonna move on to some fun stuff. So, this segment is called Get Angry With Me.
Okay.
And so basically it's just a petty time about something that literally nobody probably fucking cares about, but if you care about it, we care about it. So, my Get Angry With Me today is music related. So something that makes me really pissed, and I kind of want to know your opinion about this, is labels, because music labels restrict artists a lot of times from producing music that they want to put out or releasing music. Or so I have a friend of mine that has been with a music label for like 3+ years, and they have not allowed her to put out a single song yet. And I don't really understand what this is about. And they also don't have like the rights to a lot of their music either. So even when they put something out, they after they leave a label, they stop making money from their songs, which is a little crazy to me.
Yeah, labels are crazy. They're crazy. I mean, right now, I feel like the music industry is kind of like having a crisis, an identity crisis, because there's so many independent artists who are just sort of like doing their own thing. Like you look at Chappell Roan, like she was signed, but then she like was dropped, and then she like created this thing and got people on board, which made the record label be on board. And so like I was actually just talking to my producer about this yesterday, about how like really music is going back to being very art based, where like people are making art now instead of just like making songs that are going to be commercial and be a hit or whatever. But back to the label thing, like, yeah, I mean, labels are very restricting. And I have some friends who are on labels, and it is a process. I mean, it's the benefits are you have a lot of power and money behind you, but at the end of the day, you don't have a lot of creative control, depending on the type of deal you have and stuff. So that's a great pet peeve to have.
Yes, thank you. I was pretty proud of it. Okay, so your turn. What are you angry about today?
I think what I'm angry about today is fancy tacos. I've been thinking a lot about this. So last night I had surprise a joint, and I walked down the street from me, and there's this place that has tacos, and they have like buffalo chicken tacos and like things like that that I will get that are great. But I looked on the menu, and they had like mahi mahi and mango habanero, like whatever. And I'm like, nobody needs that on a taco. We don't need to be eating fish and blue cheese and foam and all this bullshit on a taco. Just put like, I want the shitty old El Paso taco kit, some like Mexican blend cheese. Actually, not Mexican blend. It has to be like sharp cheddar, no less, because then it's not cheese. You're just eating solid milk. And that's disgusting. But I digress. What I'm saying is like shitty tacos are the best tacos, and I don't want any fancy tacos. That's it.
No, I completely agree with the
Yes.
sentiment. I do enjoy like Mexican street taco every now and again, but that's about as fancy as I'm going.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You're trying to fancy everything up. Like it doesn't have to be fancy to be good.
No,
Just
no.
give me a
Give
little
me a little
meat, give me a
meat
little
and cheese.
cheese and a little sauce, and that's it.
Right.
Don't even put no lettuce on it. I don't want that green stuff. Like, come on.
No, a vegetable? Ew.
No,
This
sorry.
vegetables now.
Now we well this is what but we're guilty of this. We always buy vegetables for like just to have in our house, and then
We
they
forget
just go
about them.
bad.
Same. Same. I probably got like carrot juice, but like rotted carrot juice in my refrigerator right now, from where they just, you know, they like turn brown and then they seep, and then it seeps out of the bag and it like sticks to the bottom of the fridge, and then you gotta
Yes.
expect down. Yeah. I thought I was the only one. I thought it was just depression doing that, but I'm glad to hear that it's just
No,
today's
it's
unhealthy eating habits.
Yes,
Yes.
exactly. We're right in the same boat. Alrighty, so the next segment is called Spit or Swallow. So
Oh,
I'm
swallow always.
always So I'm going to just name a noun, a person, place, or thing, and then I want you to just tell me if you would spit or if you would swallow. And if you want to give us like some justification behind your answer, you're welcome to as well.
Okay, great.
Okay, so the first one is Nashville.
Ooh, we're swallowing Nashville.
Okay.
I love Nashville. It's like, as a local now, I've been here almost 7 years, so I feel like I'm a local now. It's like there's so much for locals, but there's also so much for tourists. And I feel like there's a really good balance between the touristy stuff and the local stuff. And like they both sort of intertwine in a way that's like not annoying like Vegas
Completely.
is. So yeah, we're swallowing Nashville.
Yes, I
I
love that
love.
answer because it's so true. And I used to live in Orlando for like 5 years, and I felt the exact same way because they have all the touristy stuff in the Disney area and Universal and stuff like that. But then you go 15 minutes down the road to Winter Park or Maitland or something like that. It's all residential, you know.
Yeah.
So
I
yeah.
love me some Nashville now. I used to go to Nashville a lot, but I love me some
Didn't
Nashville.
you see somebody at the Grand Ole Opry perform?
I've seen many artists at the Grand Ole Opry before.
Oh, I know who I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the person we all had to cancel this year, and we were all very
Yes.
sad about
Be
it.
quiet. I'm
Mrs.
such
Carrie
an artist.
Underwood.
I love
Yeah,
her.
that's such a hard subject for me because she was
Yes.
like my number one.
That's
Oh,
him. That's his number
same.
one,
Like,
too.
I
Yeah.
have liked Carrie since 2005.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She was, when she clucked on camera, she clucked like a chicken on
She
camera.
clucked like a chicken. She did. And she sang turn down that song, that
Yes.
melodic, whatever song. Bunny Rae. And then yeah, she's been my number one inspiration for since I saw her audition. And so that was really tough for me because I
Yes.
was oof. Okay, well, she's in timeout and she's on probation and we're figuring
Right.
out how we feel and we'll leave it at that.
We're the same right there on that one.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, breaks my heart.
I know.
Okay.
I can't not get rid of all the years of like entertainment and inspiration and all the fucking money sorry, I don't know if I can swear. All the money that okay. All the money that I spent on, I mean, I've seen her like 20 times live and like,
I
yeah. So, Carrie.
wanted to see her in Vegas, like her Renaissance
Yeah.
residency in Vegas. I really wanted to see her there. Didn't have the money to and the time off to go and just like, hey, let's go see Carrie. And then that happened because you know it's coming to an end like in the next month or so.
Yeah, I was gonna go
Never gonna
too.
see that. All
It's so
right.
sad.
Okay, I'm gonna move on because y'all are getting me in my feels. Shit. Okay, next one is mask for mask gaze.
Ooh, spit. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, I love a mask guy, but like, if that is all you're looking for, like, do you, boo, but like, don't come at me, clearly. Like, I'm your
Right.
boy, so
Well,
like,
my biggest thing about mask for mask guys is like they are like mask presenting, but bitch, honey, I know as soon as you get in your shower, you are belting Beyonce and
oh,
Chapel Roan.
yeah. Or they're, well, they get in the room and they talk a big game, and then they're like, "Oh, actually, why don't I turn around?" And you know what I mean? It's like, okay,
Yeah.
how mask are we really here?
Yeah. Sometimes they're pretty to look at, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, for a night, whatever. I'm not marrying them, so
Right.
right.
Okay, so the next one is gaze for Trump.
Oh, absolutely spit. We're not
Yeah.
just spitting, we're vomiting, we're like all of that. Like,
Yeah.
what are we doing with that? I don't,
Is
just
so, such an
whatever.
oxymoron. It is such an oxymoron.
It
It's
is. It
so
makes no
confusing.
sense to me.
Let's get in therapy, babes.
There was like a meme of this like guy that was like sawing a tree, but he was sitting on the side of the limb that was gonna fall off, and it was like, this is gaze for Trump right
Yeah.
here. Like,
Yeah, like that's some deeply rooted trauma that they need to address in therapy.
right.
And I have a great therapist and I can give them a number if they would like to talk. So,
Yes,
okay,
gaze for
mental
Trump
health.
out there. Hit him up. He has a great therapist for you.
Yeah.
And then last one is karma.
We'll swallow karma, the song, and the concept of karma. I
Yeah.
think karma is real and I think she. It's just sometimes slow proving her point, and we just have to trust her.
Oh, I love that answer.
Yes.
Slow proving her point, literally.
Yeah.
Okay, well, tell everybody where they can find you.
I'm at Brent Steiner Music everywhere. It's Brent with an N, Steiner with a Y. I've got new music coming out soon, May 2nd. My new single Nerve will be out. I'm performing all over the place in Nashville specifically. A couple of things that I can't talk about yet, but a very big gay thing that happens in June in Nashville. Just saying, I might be playing that, so be on the lookout for that. And yeah, just follow me on Instagram. I need more followers there, please.
Okay, yeah, perf. Well, Brent, if this has been awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was one of the coolest interviews we have ever done on the podcast.
Isn't that the only interview we've ever done on the podcast?
No, Brooke and Hayden were on the
Oh, okay.
podcast,
Well,
and
okay.
yeah, we've had some other great guests too. But that was so cool. And
Well, that's the only interview I've done on the podcast. I haven't been a part of the other one, so okay.
oh, that's
That's why.
true.
Yeah, okay.
Well, we just don't have enough room in here for 500 people to be on an episode. But no, that was just so cool. I loved all of his answers he gave, and his music is pretty fire.
Yeah, we listened to it earlier. It
Yeah.
was pretty good.
Yeah, all of y'all need to go check out Brent Snyder. And I'm gonna put his Instagram up here. He wants you to go follow him there. Also,
Oh, Tic Tac.
well, yeah, you can follow him on TikTok as well. I'll put all the handles here. But yeah, I'm just so happy we got to stop. Little stroke, stroke, stroke. I'm just so happy that we got to talk to him today. That was so
Yes, he was
cool.
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And,
Hey, one day if he blows up, and he might,
I'd be
then we'll be
like,
like, oh, we interviewed him before. You know, he
we
might be a
knew,
multi-billionaire
right.
artist, and we're like, I
We knew him
saw
first.
him. We knew him.
We knew him first before the blow up. So, gotcha. Got him. No, I thought it was really cool too that he mentioned Chapel Roan because I see a lot of Chapel Roan in him. Like personality wise, definitely.
I
And
can see that.
also, Chapel's kind of making a turn into some country music.
She has. I saw
Yeah.
that. I saw
And
that.
I'm living for it because her voice in country music is like,
Her voice in anything is
Well, that's true.
I love
It's
Chapel. Her
true.
voice, her wardrobe, her songs, like the actual lyrics to them. Like, I just love Chapel.
Yeah, me too. I love Chapel, and I've always said that. And that's actually true. That was not a lie. Most of the time when I say I've always said that, I've never said it before. So it's new for me. I'm telling you guys the truth today. I'm in a truth-telling mood today.
Y'all better write this shit down.
Record it.
Listen to it
Listen
again.
to it again. All right, guys. Well, thank you for coming back in the closet with us and Jay and Brent. And yeah, please go follow him and
So
the
you're multiple
podcast.
people?
Huh?
You said us and Jay and Brent. So are you us
No,
being multiple
this
people?
is us. This is
Oh.
the audience is
I
us.
was like, how many personalities do you have today?
If there's only one per if there's 100 people in the room and only one watches you, then one person watched you. Do you remember that Lady Gaga interview?
Was like, what? I've heard this somewhere.
Bus, club, another club, no sleep. All right, everybody. Well, bye. Fuckers. Bye,
Fuckers.
fuckers. Bye, fuckers. What's a country
Bye.
song that we can do that with?
I don't know. Let's do it with Big Green Tractor.
Fuckers.
Is delusional, guys.
You can take a ride on my big green tractor.
I got a something big. It's not green, but I do have a big
It's
something for
green.
you in a little
If it's
bit.
green, then we there's some issues going on there, and we need to get you seen by your local doctor very
Very
quickly.
quickly. Yeah. Guys, if you have a big green tractor, maybe do seek medical attention immediately. All right, guys. Really, we're signing off because yeah, that was enough.
Was enough. That's always enough. Bye, fuckers.
Bye, fuckers. it.